we'll start first with the law in general and what it did and what it stated.
So the Idaho ag gag statute criminalized a few different things. In general, it criminalized undercover investigations at farms and slaughterhouses and did that through a couple of provisions. One made it illegal to gain access to a facility by misrepresentation. So if someone wanted to do an investigation but didn't reveal their affiliation with an animal protection organization or a newspaper, then that would violate the ag gag law. And then it also made it a crime to enter a facility that is not open to the public and then take photos or videos of the facility without the facility owner's express consent.
As you talk about the law, why was it being challenged by the Animal Legal Defense Fund?
Well, over the last 10 years or so, the animal protection movement has conducted close to 100 undercover investigations at farms across the country. And those investigations have revealed significant animal cruelty, both in terms of discrete acts like people punching pigs in the face, but also things that are common and routine throughout the industry, like intensive confinement or unanesthetized mutilations. And those investigations have gotten significant media coverage. And so far, the industry's response has been to shut down the production of those videos. And given the significance of having an open public debate about the ethics of animal agriculture, we felt it was important for the free flow of information to make sure that these statutes weren't crippling our ability to have these conversations. And so we challenged first the statute in Utah and then the statute in Idaho.
And this is the first time a federal judge has ruled in favor of the challenge and has ruled to the law unconstitutional, correct?
That's right. Yeah, the Utah case was filed first, but it's still pending. So it's just been moving a little more slowly. So the Idaho one was the first one to come to a final judgment. And that was the decision yesterday, holding that the ag gag statute is unconstitutional.
As you look at the ruling yesterday, what does this mean moving forward for some of the other states that have these types of laws? And does it, are you looking to go after those states as well?
Yeah, as a legal matter, the decision is limited to the Idaho statute. But I think as a practical matter, given the fact that the Idaho statute is very similar to ag gag statutes in other states, suggests that it should be persuasive on other courts that will consider this issue. And certainly, we'll be citing it in our case in Utah, and for the other six states that have ag gag statutes, we're certainly looking closely at those laws and scrutinizing them to determine where we ought to continue this battle.